Okay, let's go ahead and resume our meeting. We're going to continue with the wildlife portion. And next up is we have the guidelines and areas with brucellosis. Mr. Wakeling will be presenting.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could I make a comment first, please?
Yes.
While we're in the meeting this morning talking about the Boulder River, Dan Rosted, who was supposed to speak after Mr. Patterson, could not get on, and he left me a message. I talked to him over noon. He's fine. But one of the things we wondered, and this has happened to me too, is if there's a number or a person that could be available while we're having our commission meetings when this has happened, because the one time I got cut off, it took a while to get a hold of somebody to get back to tell people I was no longer there. So I don't know if there is some way, because I've heard this from the public before, that they have trouble getting into these Zoom meetings sometimes.
Yeah, I guess I'd direct that question to Pat to see, you know, in the future if there's some sort of standby emergency number, because Mr. Rusted actually called my office, which I'm not at. And I think Pat, I know that Pat tracked him down and explained what had gone on, but that might be something we need in the future. It's kind of an emergency number for people to call in if they can't connect.
And we should probably put Mr. Chair and Commissioners, we should probably put that number on the web page and with the notice of the meeting.
Yeah.
Let me see what we can do to set something up.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll reach out to Mr. Rosted too and apologize. For that. Okay. Anything else before we move back into the agenda? Okay, Mr. Wakeling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, and Director Williams. Appreciate the opportunity again to present this information. Brian Wakeling with the Game Management Bureau for the record. As you identified, the information that we would like to share now deals with the 2021 annual work plan for elk management in areas with brucellosis. This was an item that we had shared with the commission at the August meeting. We have had this work plan. Again, it's identical to the work plan that we adopted and implemented for the current year. It's a work plan that seems to be functioning well for us. We've had a few additional hazers working for us. We've implemented some of the hunts associated with, I think a handful of tags, five, with less than, I want to say about one animal harvested. It seems to be functioning well. We did initially intend to have a brucellosis working group meeting. It was originally scheduled to occur before the preliminary proposal was shared with the commission back in July 8th. The working group has chosen not to meet primarily because they want to do so in person, and the COVID concerns have precluded their ability to do that. The working group did endorse this plan as written last year. We have not received any comments from them this year. When we put this out for public comment, we did receive two comments. One was largely supportive and the other just largely wanted to express concern for wildlife. The department has not made any changes to this document since the proposal was originally heard. Consequently, and for the public's benefit, if the commission chooses not to accept public comment on this, that's a standard practice. However, as I said, we've made no changes, and at this point, the department recommends adoption as presented.
Thank you. Do I have questions, comments, or a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the commission vote to approve the proposed 2021 annual work plan for elk management in areas with brucellosis as proposed by the department.
I second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. This is a final, but it's a plan. I'll see if there's any members of the public that wanted to comment on the Bruce's Losis working plan. Looks like we have one. Go ahead.
Commissioners, this is Nick Jivak again with the Montana Wildlife Federation. Just really quick again, I think it's a testament to the work of the department that we've had so few kill permits used in this, and we continue to find ways to, through the hazing and whatnot, to really reduce that risk of transmission. And so, as you know, hunters around the state are paying attention to this, but I think the department's done a great job of maintaining that trust by using those tools, the lethal tools, as sparingly as possible. So thanks for your work.
Thank you, Mr. Jivak. Further comment from the public? Seeing none, any further discussion from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.